Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Thank you for coming back to my channel. And in this video, I'm asking who is Peter Mandelson, because some of my younger viewers might not know much about him. Because Peter Mandelson is no spring chicken, he's 72 now. So Peter Mandelson has been a major figure in the Labour Party for easily 40 years. And we now know he's the disgraced former ambassador to the United States. And he says he's no longer going to go to the House of Lords. Now, I'm not sure they can pass a law to prevent him going. There are some disgraced peers like Lord Geoffrey Archer, who I think has agreed never to go again, but I'm not sure he's legally prevented. And he's not going to use his title anymore. Nevertheless, he still has the title because it's a property. And I don't know what the legal process is for the degradation of such a title. And I know ultimately it can be done. Like people were about to be executed, often had it taken away. It was the gift of the crown. What the crown can give, the crown can take away. So we know that he was a bosom buddy of Jeffrey Epstein for many years, and he's very close to Jeffrey Epstein long after Jeffrey Epstein went to jail for a sex crime against a 14-year-old. He was in a financial relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, soliciting money from him, getting Epstein to give his long-term boyfriend £4,000 a month, and. So you're going to look back to Mandelson. So born 1953 in London, he grew up in Hampstead, so the most left wing of the middle class suburbs of London. They used to talk about woolly Hampstead liberals. So his paternal grandparents had moved in from Poland before the First World War. They were Jewish, but Mr. Mandelson doesn't identify as Jewish, say it's matrilineal. His father indeed was advertising manager for the Jewish Chronicle, a newspaper. His mother's from a Gentile British family. His dad had been a cavalry officer in the Second World War. So he grew up in a comfortable middle class household. He's got one elder brother, and they were moderate left wingers. But in the 60s, Mandelson became far left. He was in the Young Communist League. Used to sell their newspaper outside the tube station. But that was supposedly an adolescent aberration, going on to St. Catherine's College, Oxford. So, I mean, he's always been gay, but it's hard to realise now just how homophobic society was. Supposedly, Mandelson's surname at Oxford was Handled My Bum. I mean, I don't know if that's true. And then worked in media all the time, producing for London Weekend Television. He was also chair of the British Youth Council. I'm not sure what this organisation is about. And he famously went to Havana in the late 1970s, some World Youth Conference, and supposedly somehow holding the line against communist totalitarianism. I think he'd even done voluntary service overseas in Tanzania in the 1970s, if I remember correctly, which helped disabuse him of some of his leftist pieties, believing in left-wing fairy tales that socialism was always the way forward, a planned economy, blah, blah, blah. And in the early 1980s, he was an anti-monarchist. Famously, the day that Prince Charles and Lady Diana Spencer got married, he and some Labour Party friends took the ferry to France as the nearest republic, as their way of showing they reject monarchy. Now, he's since revised his views on the monarchy. So Mandelson, by the mid-1980s, was director of communications for the Labour Party, because obviously the Conservative Party under Margaret Thatcher were in office. The 1987 campaign, Labour's thought to have run the better campaign, though it was a small matter of losing the election and losing it quite badly. But anyway, most of Fleet Street was very hostile indeed to them. So he came up with sort of lines to take, and this is what we're going to say and stuff like that. Believe in being on message, discipline, and so on, and not saying anything that could play into the hands of right-wing journalists could be used against the Labour Party. So he was elected to Parliament in 1992. He was an ally of Tony Blair, then the shadow Home Secretary, who became leader in 1994 when John Smith, the previous Labour leader, died of a heart attack. So that was Mandelson. And so some people saw him as the architect of Labour's stunning 1997 victory. So he was very much on the right of the party, and really people thought, well, just do anything to get into office. But he was detested by a lot of people, saying that, you know, he's a manipulator, he's a liar and so on. He's odious and serpentine, and there is something definitely slimy about him. He was very much a champagne socialist. He said that Labour is intensely relaxed about people getting filthy rich, but he loved brown-nosing the very, very wealthy, and he's certainly avaricious himself. He kept his sexuality private till Matthew Paris, the Conservative journalist, former MP, outed him in 1998 because it was very bad for people's careers previous to that. Now, Mandel's MP for Hartlepool in North East England, he had respiratory problems because I know about him going to a respiratory health consultant in a hospital there. So what else about Peter Mandelson? So then he was minister without portfolio, and then he was in charge of the Dome, and he was whatever Secretary of State for Trade and Industry, and he resigned from that when he was taking a big loan from Geoffrey Robinson, the Paymaster General, a Labour MP and multi-millionaire, who lent him 800,000 quid for no interest, even when Mandelson's department was investigating the guy. So he's very unethical. He's extremely dishonest, and he is loathed by swathes in the Labour Party. But Tony Blair held him in high regard and thought it was very important. Remember, even Lord Andrew Robinson, a Conservative peer, saying that he admired Mandelson because you've got to hand it to him, Mandelson, he did manage to reshape Labour's image. And anything that was too left-wing was not allowed. He banned the singing of the red flag, which was thought to be off-putting to Middle Britain. And he was brought back into the cabinet only a year later as Secretary of State for Northern Ireland. So that was him. He was so big in Labour in the early 90s, he decided he had to have an alias, Bobby. And nobody knew who this Bobby was. I think it was an allusion to Bobby Kennedy. And Tony Blair famously gave a speech in which he thanked Bobby, and most people were not sure who Bobby was. So yeah, Mandelson has always been a slime ball, but an effective one, and obviously resigning again when once again he tried to strong arm a certain department into doing a favour for someone who was very rich, one of the Hinduja brothers, to fast track a visa application for their child's nanny and so on. And that's because the Hindushas were donating money to Mandelson's pet project, the Millennium Dome. So Minister for the Dome, and what a huge waste of money, and what a huge failure that was. And so, yeah, he was re-elected in 2001, saying, "I'm a fighter and not a quitter." And he was in Parliament certainly since 2010, business secretary in Gordon Brown's cabinet, despite him not having a very good relationship with Gordon Brown. And he's one of those very informal people who believe in referring to everyone by their Christian names, Baroness Shruti Vadera, simply calling her Shruti, and so forth. So he's a Euro fanatic. And he was briefly a European Commissioner for Trade and so on, spending some time in Brussels. So I would have loved to seen his face when the result came through in June 2016. The majority of people in the United Kingdom voted for Leave. So then he was a peer, had a less prominent role in the Labour Party after 2010. And I remember asked, was after the 2015 election defeat, what's our policy on the European Union? He said, "Well, you can search me." And he was very much anti-Jeremy Corbyn, partly because he's Zionist and Corbyn's anti-Zionist. So that's Mandelson. He's resigned from the Labour Party. But it reflects very, very badly on Starmer that he appointed him ambassador to the United States despite these objections. A lot of Labour MPs reviled Mandelson, said he was really unsuitable. His deep friendship with Epstein was well known, and that it persisted long after Epstein was sent to prison. So it is a terrible decision on the part of Starmer. It shows how injudicious he is.